what about the kind of like, well, you have some pieces left over after you cook the lard. Did they put them in?
Pieces left.
Left over, you know, like of...
crumbs?
Well, you know, after they cook lard, and then they might have some...
Oh, crumbs, after you cook lard.
Yeah.
Well, that's crackling.
Crackling? Well, now, they put that in, like...
Put it in bread
mm-hmm.
sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and it makes it mighty rich.
Uh-huh, yeah. now, if you were talking about... Well, like you'd say, that there are two kinds of bread. There's homemade bread, and then the kind you buy at the store, you call that...
I wouldn't know what you'd
Well, like store-bought or...
Store-bought bread, I guess.
Yeah. And now, another thing that people have kind of a dessert thing is fried and deep fat, and it's got a hole in the middle.
Deep fat?
Yeah, it's fried in a lot of fat in it. I mean, a lot of Crisco or lard or something. It's got a hole in the middle. It's sweet.
Well, could it be a... cookie, a cake, or
did they used to make donuts? Did they make those when you were a boy?
Yeah, some, but no, I never seen them. I don't believe when I was just a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe I seen them until I was at little age.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, what about for breakfast? Those things that they make a batter and fry like two or three of them at a time.
Flapjacks?
Yeah, flapjacks.
Some call them flitters.
Oh, some call them flitters. Uh-huh.
That is what they used to call them back in...
That's what you, when you were a boy, they called them.
Yeah, the old people would call them.
The old people would call them flitters.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's a pretty funny name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Flitters. That's kind of an odd name.
It is.
I wonder where in the world they got that
name. I just don't know. They've got a lot of names that I don't know where they go.
Uh-huh. A lot of those old names and things like that. Like that pone and everything you were telling me.
Yeah, that pone. That pone and the flitter is about something about the like.
Uh-huh,
they just correspond pretty well.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. That's right. Now, what would you call the inside part of the egg?
The inside part?
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know. It'd just be the inside part of an egg.
Uh-huh.
There's a white and there's a yellow.
That's what I meant, yeah.
Don't they call the yellow the yolk?
Or something like,
Is mm-hmm. the yellow or the white they call it?
I think it's the yellow, but I'm not
I believe it is.
But I'm not.
I wouldn't be positive. I know there's one part.
But one's yellow and one's white.
One and one they call the yolk.
Uh-huh. And now, if you... cook some eggs in hot water, you call them
boiled eggs.
And if you crack them and then let them fall out of the shells and into the water and stir them,
poached eggs.
Now, what would you call the kind of meat that you might boil with beans or something?
Meat.
It'd be the kind of sort of fat meat. That
well, it'd be bacon, wouldn't it?
Would you use bacon when they
boil bacon for cooking beans? That's what I put in mine.
Is that what? Mm-hmm.
Maybe now, they can cook with some other kind.
Old people ever use anything like it'd have like a streak of lean in it, I guess, but it'd be kind of like mostly fat.
That'd be, I don't know.
Fat back or anything?
Fat back or something.
Did they have something like that?
Yeah. I think it's fat.
It's fat?
Yes, I think it is.
Uh-huh.
I've heard the women talk about fat back, but I never did learn that, and I've handled a lot of meat.
Uh-huh. If you've slaughtered hogs yourself.
Oh, yeah, a lot of
them. You've done that?
Yeah, we always slaughtered them. And I'd put up dry meat. I know how to dry it.
Oh, you know how to dry it, too?
Mm-hmm. Make this bacon. The smoked bacon.
The smoked bacon.
Yeah, I know how to do all that.
Uh-huh.